the show today, I've got a suggestion of how all of us can use our voice, maybe in a different way, to change the world. Today, we're talking about paying it forward with your voice and your words. I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad you're with me today. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you for your subscribes and downloads. I feel like we're back on track with my new podcast host. Glad to be in a groove, glad to be starting off 2018 strong, and I hope you are too. Now, I've got a great show for you today. I've got a wonderful suggestion in today's show, but quickly I wanted to remind you about my documentary, and that I would love to hear your story. If you haven't heard yet, I am doing a documentary this year. You Took My Voice is the title of it. And it's based on my life's work, literally my life's work from the day I was born, from my story, all the bits and pieces of my story, so many that you haven't even heard. And most importantly, the body of research that I have done over the last 28 years, working with people and studying voice and researching voice. And I feel like this needs to be made. I feel like these words need to be said. This is not a topic that I've seen a lot on. And I have some staggering research on the damaging effects for people when they're not heard, when they're silenced, when they are afraid to speak. And it runs from Skid Row to the boardroom and everywhere in between. And so I'm excited about the documentary. It will be a combination of my story, my research, live interviews with people who have felt not heard, the ramifications of that, and videos from people around the world telling their stories. Now, you don't have to be in the documentary, but I'd still love to hear your story. I'd love to hear from you. Have you been silenced? Have you felt like you're not heard? Have you struggled to use your voice? I know that one may be true because that may be why you're here listening to this podcast. So I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to hear your story. Like I say, whether you're in the documentary or not, please reach out to me. You can reach out to me two ways, Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com, or YouTookMyVoice@gmail.com. So working on that this year. Now, today I want to talk about paying it forward with your voice. Now, what does this even mean? You've probably heard of pay it forward. You know, it happens a lot at Starbucks. You drive up to get your coffee and the barista says, oh, that guy in front of you just paid for your coffee. And so you pay for the coffee for the guy behind you. Happens at gas stations. Used to. I don't know if it does anymore. But you still hear about this all the time. It's a wonderful, wonderful concept. You may have even participated in it. I have. Well, I have an idea based on the year I've had here in Los Angeles. And you've heard some of the stories, you know, the computer guy telling me I'm stupid and lots of things. What if we were to pay it forward with our words and our voice? Just like we do with our money. And that's really, you know, that kind of ties into the documentary because words, tone, they can be damaging. Words can wound or empower. Tone of voice can wound or empower. You know, it's interesting to me, the majority of people that have contacted me about working with them over the last month have literally come from one video I have on YouTube about tone of voice. And they've come to me with their struggles. They've come to me with their challenges, relationship challenges, work challenges, success challenges, money challenges, and it all links back to tone of voice. Well, you know, I break that way down and I start talking about voice barriers and what I hear. but it's huge. It is your fingerprint. It is how we determine everything about you, including if we're going to work with you, which was why the computer guy screaming at me and telling me I was stupid was such a bad move from a vocal perspective. So, you know, in the world, you can imagine, people are so funny after they work with me that I get these emails and they say, I can never hear voices the same again. I can't watch TV shows. I can't do anything. Everything has changed because of what you taught me. And in my world, every sound, every tone, I hear every bit of it. And my brain usually immediately goes into analyzing it. And that's just that voice intuitive part. But I've been noticing over the last year, maybe longer, but especially the last year, maybe 2 years, there is far too much wounding going on in words and tone. And, you know, I don't know if you're noticing it. Sometimes I think I notice it. Sometimes I think it's put before me so that I will do something about it. And that's really how the documentary came about. It had been on my heart for a time, but after a year of harsh tones and words and a few other things, I knew it had to be made because I knew the damage that that can cause, not only from my own story, but from people that I've worked with, especially the last couple of years. But I think it's rampant. I think it's rampant. How do I know that? Well, I see posts and comments and I hear people talking about it. I hear discussions, speaking with friends and colleagues and meetings, places I go in public. I see it in the companies I work with and the clients I serve. There is too much wounding going on with our most powerful tool, our voice. Now, have you noticed it too? I'd love to hear from you on this. And I think that certainly there are cultural pieces to this. Big cities might be more aggressive, maybe more aggressive than small towns. I don't know. And I always live in big cities, you know, New York City, Houston, Los Angeles. But have you noticed it too? Now, you know, we've got the extreme. We've got trolls. They put me out of business for a while. They didn't put me out of business, but I left the business. They can be awful, and their whole agenda is to get your feathers ruffled. But let's just disregard that extreme for a minute. Let's just talk about the people in your life, the people that you work with, the people on your daily rounds. Let's talk about the people we see in the world. The guy in the street, the cashier at the shop. Are you hearing wounding or empowering? What are you delivering, wounding or empowering? You know, I don't know if I've ever, I think I told you this story about when I was at the vet with my dog a few weeks ago. I think it was actually maybe before Christmas. And if I've told this story before, I'm sorry, I want to tell it again because it's the dog shaking right now. She knows I'm talking about her. I was at the vet. Kirby had to get a couple of shots. No, I don't remember why I was at the vet. I was at the vet for some reason. May have been when she got stung. She got stung by a bee. But anyway, I was sitting in the waiting room. They had her in the back. That's what it was. They were giving her shots. And at my vet, they take them in the back to give the shots. You don't have to go back there. It's not really a vet visit. And this woman came in with this beautiful dog. And it was a mastiff, I thought. I was pretty sure because I love those dogs. And she sat down next to me, and I like to empower people. And you'll hear more about this in a minute when I tell you what this is all about, paying it forward with your words and how I implement this. But I want to finish this story first. So she sat down next to me, and I'm always trying to say nice things to people. And I looked at her and I said, oh, that dog is absolutely gorgeous. Because it was. I wasn't making it up. Is that a mastiff? I asked her. And she looked at me and she rolled her eyes and crossed her arms and she said, it's a bull mastiff. And I said, oh, yeah. I thought it was a mastiff. No, I just told you bull mastiff. Okay. So I get it. I have a dog. I get that people love their animals. on a deep level. I still sob about my last dog that passed away 9 years ago. No, almost 11 years ago. But was that necessary? To tear me down vocally, in tone and words, over a simple mistake. And I get it. You know, it's like your children. I get that. People call my son Robert all the time. His name is Robert Jack Pascal. I put his official name on things like the school and doctors. You know, I use the official name. The kid's never been called Robert a day in his life. He didn't even know till he was 9 that his first name was Robert. He's Jack. Everybody knows him as Jack. Now, when they walk out, when the nurse walks out and says, Robert, or when who at the dentist or whoever walks out and says, Robert, do you think I jump up and go, his name is Jack? No, I don't. I say, his real name's Robert, but he actually goes by Jack. We have got to stop attacking people for simple mistakes. I get that your name is your identity. I get it. I just told you a story about that. I know that's important. I'm not dismantling that. I'm not saying, well, you know, it doesn't matter what they call you. I'm not saying that at all. I'm certainly not saying that your dog should be a bull mastiff and called a bull mastiff when he's, you know, really not called a mastiff when he's a bull mastiff. I get it. But the pendulum has swung too far on how we tear people down over simple, simple, simple things that could easily be spoken in kindness and correction. I think that's partly why people have become so averse to criticism, constructive criticism. You know, I'm hardcore. I am a straight shooter. And I tell my people that I work with that, I tell them that on the front end. I make that real clear. And it is in love to the end. And I tell them, I don't think that you hire me to sit here and tell you you're wonderful. So I'm going to tell you exactly what I hear, but you know what? I say it in a nice way. And people value that, and they appreciate my kindness, and they appreciate my honesty. But far too often in work, especially, people just tear you down over bull mastiff and everything else in between. We have the power to change that. Because, see, I believe that water seeks its own level in many, many ways. And I believe that I did a training in a company once, big, big company in Texas. And they literally brought me into the department because one guy was vomiting all over everybody rudeness. And they brought me in. They brought the whole team in for a training, but basically the gist of it was so this one guy would hear it. Of course, I found all this out after the fact. But what else I discovered was water was seeking its own level. The people that were working with him were spitting right back at him. So nothing was ever going to change. And I taught them and I told them that if they would change, chances were good he would change. Now, that's not always the case. Because I talk nice to people all the time, and yet people have talked to me like garbage all year. Strangers. Not people I know. Strangers. The computer guy, the bull mastiff girl. So when I say water seeks its own level, I guess I'm really talking about the people in your work, the people in your life, the people that you're closest to. And if you are matching them in venom, venom will seek venom. See, I believe we can change that. I believe we can train people how to do it right. I think they don't know. The number of times people have, you know, worked with me or I've talked to them and I've said, you know, you really sound like this. They are shocked that that is what is being received. It happens all the time. In fact, I just listened to a podcast the other day. I think I mentioned this on one episode, or it may be coming up on the Boundaries episode. The guy had a boss that screamed all the time, just horrible, you know. And he went in and said something to the boss. He said, look, I can't work with this. I can't, I'm going to have to leave. I'm going to have to quit. And the guy was like, what are you talking about? He didn't even know he was doing it. So I believe that we have the power to teach people. So I've tried it out. You know me, the researcher, I've tried it out. When I was a college professor, and I do this daily. So I'm linking back to what I do daily and like the conversation that I was trying to have with the Bull Mastiff woman. When I was a college professor, one of the classes I taught was interpersonal communication. And every semester, I had an assignment for the students that was, over the course of a week, you have to make nice comments in a nice tone to strangers. You have to tell the woman at the market that you like her earrings. You have to, you know, tell somebody, thank you for holding the door for me. I really appreciate that. You have to have a nice conversation about somebody's cute little dog. And now it has to be sincere. Don't go around making up stuff, but give compliments and kindness to random strangers. And it was always so cool. They could only empower people with their voice for that week. They couldn't tear anybody down. They could do it to, you know, and it was just a bonus if they would talk that way and give compliments to people in their lives, people at their work, people, you know, their family or friends. And I always would suggest that they start with everybody, but start with the meanest people first, because I want to tell you something about those mean people. They need it the most and they want it the most. And I learned that a long time ago when I was working with children. The kid that's causing the most problems, don't send him out of the room. That's the worst thing that you can do for him. Yet we tend to do that to adults, the guy or the girl that's not being nice. We're not nice back. It's the same thing. We're sending them out of the room. We're cutting them off. We're silencing them. Your voice doesn't matter. Instead of teaching them a different way. So I always loved that experiment. And my students loved it because they could see instantly how they were empowering and affecting people in a positive way on an extremely deep level. And that's what paying it forward with your voice and your words is all about. We've just become far too accustomed to wielding our tongues like a sword, slicing into other people over nothing, a curt tone here, name calling there, and then there's conflict on top of that, but it's harmful. I can't even begin to tell you how many people are wearing the wounds of how they were spoken to in words and tone. Watch the documentary. You're going to be stunned at what I have turned up in my research. Damage, violence, because of words and tone, because of silencing, because of not being heard, because of the way we speak to each other. And I know it firsthand. I lived it. So what do you do? Do you wound or empower? Think about it. What do the people in your life do? Wound or empower? And here's the challenge. Here is the challenge. I want you to spend a week or two or a month using nice words and tone to everybody you see. Strangers especially, the guy that causes the problems especially, because I want to tell you something. You may be the only nice voice they hear. And that means everything. It's transformation and teaching and love and kindness and empathy. All those things we need. We live in a world where people don't feel heard. We live in a world where people think their voice doesn't matter. We live in a world where people feel like they have to prove their worth and say things to prove that worth and use tone, and it's hurtful, but it can change. I love the golden rule, treat others as you want to be treated, but I take it even one step further, speak to others as you want to be spoken to. People will say it takes too much time to be nice, to listen, to give a kind word. You don't have time not to. We don't have time not to. It's essential that we take time right now because we have to stop wounding and we need to start empowering, because everybody's voice matters and because everybody deserves to be spoken to in kindness. So that's your challenge. That is your challenge. I want you to spend the next week, 2 months, whatever it is, whatever you choose, paying it forward with words and kindness. And I would love to hear the results. Let me know. Let me know how it went. You know me, I'm a researcher. I want to hear what you came up with. And there's going to be some people that are going to be jerks along the way. There always are. But watch the faces. Watch the faces of the people you empower with your words and your tone. So that's your challenge. Let me hear from you. Let me hear about it. Let me hear your stories. I want to hear your voice. But that's it for today. Until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.